In the name of the crucified and risen one. In the name of the Prince of Life who has defeated death and thrown open the door to eternal life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Dear saints, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The good news of Easter shines through the shadow of death. Light and life have come, for death could not hold him. Death has lost its sting. Death is swallowed up in victory, and Jesus is the victor. He has risen indeed. Alleluia. The stone is rolled away. The grave gives up, for the grave is empty. Jesus is alive. He is not with the dead, but with the living. And we know that our Redeemer lives. The bonds of the tomb are broken. The grave has been unlocked. And the Son of David holds the key. The angels announce the good news. He is not here. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The temple that was torn down has been rebuilt in 3 days. The sign of Jonah has been given. Jesus is risen, the bright and morning star with healing in his wings. He has been raised for our justification, raised for our forgiveness. The Father accepts the sacrifice that was offered by the Son. And now heaven and earth are reconciled. God is at peace with mankind. It has been declared publicly that we are redeemed and reconciled and pure and innocent and perfect in Christ. Those words spoken in death ring out now with life. It is finished. Indeed, it is finished. Indeed, he is risen. Alleluia. The mouth of death, that is the tomb, is empty. The firstborn from the dead comes forth. The pledge and promise of our own resurrection has been given. The chains of sin and the bonds of death are broken, and we are set free. The devil is our slave master no more. For he has met his own master. Freedom has come, and peace, and life, for Christ is risen. Alleluia. On the cross, Jesus was clothed with our sin, wrapped with our wickedness, but those grave clothes were left in the tomb. They did not ascend to the face of the Father. Your sin is buried with Christ. Your shame stays in the tomb. All of God's anger has been spent on Jesus, poured out on Him, and there is none left, none for you, not one drop. No more wrath. No more destruction, no more threats or condemnation of the law. All of that was spent on Jesus, and all of it is gone, for He is risen indeed. Alleluia. This is our joy, and our comfort, and our hope, and our life, and our salvation, and our blessedness, and our laughter, and our peace, and our forgiveness, and our righteousness, and our justification, and our greatest treasure, that Jesus has died for us, and that He is risen indeed. Alleluia. But you know, it wasn't always like this. The message of Easter didn't always bring such joy. In fact, we read in the gospel text about the very first Easter, and far from being filled with joy, we see the women there were filled with fear. They came to the tomb early in the morning, and they had a bunch of spices to finish the work of burial for the Lord Jesus. And as they're going, they think to themselves, "Now wait a minute, how are we going to get in there? Who's going to roll the stone away?" But it seems as they're having this very thought, they come over the hill and see the tomb, and there's the stone thrown aside. They go into the tomb to look for Jesus, but instead of finding Him, they see an angel there. And the angel tells them that Jesus is risen, and that He has gone ahead of them, and that they should not be afraid. But they are. They are so afraid, in fact, that they flee from the tomb and they don't say a single word about it to anyone. Now, this isn't what we expect, is it? I mean, we would expect them to linger at the tomb for a while, rejoicing and singing Luther's Easter hymn or something. That they would be glad and rejoice and be happy, and that they would go on their way back to their friends and to the apostles and tell them the good news that Christ is risen indeed, that they would be filled with joy and that fear would be cast aside. But that's not how it is. They're afraid. Why? What is there to be afraid of? What did they fear? For the answer to this, I think we have to go back to the beginning. Remember how it was when God planted a garden and set Adam and Eve in it and gave them everything they wanted and included this command that they should not eat of the tree in the middle of the garden, for if they ate of it, they would surely die. And you know the story. Adam and Eve saw the tree, that it was good for fruit. They believed the devil's lie, and they took it and ate it, and they were ashamed. And they hear God coming in the garden, and what do? They hide. And God calls to them. And you remember how Adam answers? I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid. That's where this fear started. And it's been that way ever since. There is a fear for sinners at the presence of God and His life and His righteousness and His holiness. So it is that the very thing that we should fear and that we should hide from and that we should run away from, sin and death, we are not. We've grown comfortable with them. For do you see that we sinners who are soaked to the bone with this sin and death have become used to it? Sin is like that clinking sound that your car makes. Oh, you'll get used to it. Turn up the radio and you won't hear it, and after a while you won't even know that it's there. And death? It's like the rowdy people in the apartment above you. Just ignore it. And pretty soon you'll forget about it. Do you see that we have grown comfortable with sin and death? That we have an affection for it. It's all we know. And when we are in this state, life and righteousness make us afraid. This, I believe, is why the women are afraid and why they say nothing. Why the disciples are afraid. And perhaps the reason that some of us are afraid of the Lord's altar or of His church. But do you see that this is all backwards? There is nothing to fear with Jesus. And the Lord's resurrection straightens it out. The resurrection of Jesus puts sin and death in their proper place as our enemies, our defeated enemies. And His resurrection puts sin and death behind us. For you see, when Jesus was dying on the cross, He was dying the death of every sinner. And He was shedding His blood for all of our sins, that they would be covered and washed away. So the Lord's resurrection, and now if you hear anything, hear this. The Lord's resurrection is not the reversal of the cross, but the fulfillment of it. It's not Jesus undoing what was done on Good Friday. It's Good Friday brought to its conclusion. For the forgiveness of sins that Jesus won on the cross is now proclaimed to the entire world when Jesus breaks forth from the tomb alive. On the cross, the power of sin is broken. And so we know that the resurrection is coming. But perhaps all of this seems a little bit abstract or distant. And so let's, as they say, make it practical. The power of sin and death is broken. That means the power of your sinful flesh and the power of your impending death, yours, has been broken and destroyed and made into nothing. Jesus' victory over the grave is your victory. For it was not for himself that Jesus took upon human flesh in the virgin's womb. It was for you. It was not for himself that Jesus lived and preached and taught about the kingdom of God and worked miracles. No, that was for you. It was not for himself that Jesus rode triumphantly into Jerusalem, that he was betrayed in the garden with a kiss, that he was mocked and beaten and nailed to the tree. It was not for himself that he suffered and bled and died. It was for you. And it was not for himself that he rose from the grave and ascended into heaven. No, this too was for you. Absolutely everything that Jesus did in his life and in his death and in his resurrection was for you. Jesus from eternity was full of life and righteousness. He doesn't need it for himself. He does all of these things for us to give us his life and his righteousness in the forgiveness of all of our sins. And so, dear saints, what are you afraid of? Your sin? Jesus shed his blood to wipe them away. The debt that you owe to justice has been paid. Your sin is forgotten and forgiven. Are you afraid of your shame? Of the things that you've done in secret, that they would be brought to light? Jesus hung naked on the cross so that he might cover your shame in his robe of righteousness. Are you afraid of the threats and condemnation of the law? These were nailed to the cross. They were shattered as they crushed Jesus. They are no more for you. Or are you afraid of death? Jesus has built a highway through the tomb. It is the way to eternal life for all who are in Christ. And so, dear saints, cast off fear. Let us laugh and rejoice. Let us be at peace with God and with each other, and let us stand firm in the sure hope of the forgiveness of sins and life everlasting. And so let us look at sin and death as strangers to us. For Jesus, who is risen, is our friend. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.